At this time, I'd like to ask Professor Jorge Velazquez. Villegas. Excuse me, Jorge.
No problem.
Apologize.
I've heard every single version.
As long as the check cases, right?
Yeah.
He will make a presentation from the faculty. Jorge is the associate professor and program chair of the Department of Business Administration and chair of the Springfield Senate Executive Committee. Jorge, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Before I start, I'm so sorry that I don't have a gift for you, but we gave a plaque to the Senate conference. Unfortunately, it had a typo, so hopefully we fixed. You have the new, thank you. It was, you know, it happens. So today I'm going to talk a little bit about our committee of the Hospital and Health Affairs Committee. Some people don't know exactly the role of this committee that we have in the Senate conference. And we basically do there is that basically we advise the University Senate Conference and therefore the president or any of the VPs on any issue related to health issue. In health issues, and it can be from the academic side, hospital, clinics, so on and so forth. The members, two from UIC, Donald Chambers and Shar Fadavi, two from UIUC, King Graber and Prasanta Kalida, and me, Jorge Villegas from UIS. So we pretty much present the global, we try to present a global vision of health in the system of the university. This is my outline. I won't go through all of that because I promised only 10 minutes, and so I will go very fast. I'll do it in seven. Something that is very important that we have in our minds right now is that all the amazing change that is going on in health organizations, in healthcare in general. And Atul Gawande in the Reith lectures, and if you have not seen this presentation, they're absolutely wonderful, that they he explains pretty well where technology is going in technology and medicine in general is going. And he says something very interesting. We're graduating from the center of the molecule to the center of the system. And system, we don't necessarily mean electronic system, computer system. It means, really, in order to solve cancer, in order to help cancer patients, it's not just a doctor. It's just not a hospital. It's a whole system that goes through the individual, the community, and so on. What we see, again, is that we're going from hospital illness. You're sick, you go to a hospital. From this model, we're going to a model where patients as well-being, the long-term well-being, that's the key element of what we're trying to do now in healthcare. And in this, again, it's important the doctor, but it's also important the community where the patient is gonna go back after surgery, for example. As important as this individual being active member of the process of being through the healthcare system. So again, although this movement is going on towards more towards patients' well-being, we believe that there are certain principles of excellence that we cannot forget, that they are important that we keep on our minds every time that we review any of the activities of the university. The first one is from Abraham Flexner. If you need to know more about Mr. Flexner, we have quite a bit of articles that talk about this wonderful individual. And he says basically that medical education should be inside the university. That's where real research, the scholarship, progress moves forward. And we believe that university should be involved in healthcare. Medicine is an art based on science. William Osler, principles is there. And most important, and why is art as well as science? Because it's about caring before anything else. It's about caring about patients. And that's pretty much again, since I have only 5 minutes left now, I cannot go through all of these. So I'm gonna focus on one, which is caring for patients. And basically, we believe that medical education, at the end of the day, is all about developing the knowledge and skills to foster deep understanding, empowering relationships. That's a very important word, empowering relationships between future doctors and their patients. That's something that is really close to our hearts and our minds in terms of what medical education should be all about. How do we do that in terms of very specific areas? Well, first, we want to encourage change. We don't want university to stay in the same place. We want them to move forward as fast as we can. Nobody's waiting for us. We need to move forward, the university. But we need to consider these principles. We have three distinct campuses. We have three strong campuses, and they are strong because they're different. And that's something that we want to maintain. And at the end of the day, the only thing that we have in common is the pursuit of excellence. That's at the end of the day, that's what we need to work on. Again, academic progress is the most important thing that we can think of. That's our key issue that we need to solve. Best clinical practices as much as we can help. And this has been in our minds all this time. What is the greater good for the University of Illinois? In many cases, and most cases, it's going to be having three strong, great, independent campuses. That's at least that's how we evaluate everything from the patient, from the healthcare perspective. I did in 5 minutes, so thank you so much. I just have to say very, very quickly, thank you so much for everything that you have done for the Science Conference, and particularly for me. Last year, we were in Washington, D.C., and President Easter and I in an event, and on the way back to the hotel, I was walking back to the hotel with President Easter, and having the backdrop of the Capitol, and Dr. Easter talking about his experience in Washington, I realized immediately he's a wonderful professor. He will always be a wonderful professor and a humble person. That walking back to back to the hotel with silly me, that's just an amazing thing, and that's one of the most wonderful and rewarding things that I've ever done in my professional life in shared governance. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jorge. I think many of us have those opportunities to interface with President Easter, and thank you for sharing that with us.